I said, Sarah, I said I had a happy Father's Day story. So a late happy Father's Day to Ari Nagel. Now, Ari has just announced, just in time for Father's Day, he's had a new child, which is awesome. He's a dad, and he's a dad again for the 165th time.
Man, he cleans up on Father's Day, doesn't he?
I'm guessing Father's Day presents are, like, way outdoes Christmas.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. He gets Christmas, too. You would think.
And not only did he announce that he just had his 165th child, he also announced his retirement, essentially, from donating his genetic material to hopeful mothers.
Okay. He's retiring, huh?
He's retiring that part of his life. He will stop donating samples when he turns 50 years old, and he says it's due to quality concerns. He says, physically, I can keep going, but there may be increased risks for things like autism with older males. So, yeah. He gave this interview while he was vacationing with his very first son, who is now 20 years old. So he's been doing this for 2 decades. And in 2 decades, he has fathered 165 children.
So if it all goes through, like, the same clinic in the same area, what are the chances that maybe some of these kids would meet up and date?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah.
I
don't know how they protect from that.
How do you, yeah.
I don't know. But I can tell you, he's not done being a dad. Like, you hear he's not saying I'm stopping at 165. Currently, there are 10 additional women pregnant with his children. On top of the 165 that have been born.
Okay. There is a man over in England who is suing Apple after his wife found a bunch of text messages. They're divorced now because the text messages he was sending were sent to, shall we put this, purchased ladies? Yes.
The oldest job there is.
Yes, there is. And he says he turned to purchased ladies in the last few years of their marriage and would text them using the iPhone texting app iMessage. But he was always careful to delete the messages so his wife didn't see them. Unfortunately for him, he only deleted them from his phone, and she eventually found them on the iMac desktop computer they shared. She filed for divorce less than a month later and took him for all he's worth. And now he's suing Apple to recover that money. He thinks they should have to cover what he lost in the divorce as well as his legal bills. And apparently, he was kind of wealthy because he's lost like $6.3 million.
Ouch.
He claims he and his wife were very happily married for over 20 years, calling it a superb marriage.
And he thinks because he got caught, because his Apple computer did exactly what it was supposed to do.
He said that if she'd found out he was cheating some other way, they could have worked through it. Because he could have bluffed his way through it, basically. But the texts were just too brutal. I mean, it was just out there in black and white, and she couldn't forgive him. So lawyers are even looking into making it a class action lawsuit if there are other men that come forward and say they've been caught with their pants down around their ankles and would like to join in the Apple lawsuit. Because clearly, it's the fault of Steve Jobs and his company that they were cheaters and caught cheating.
Wow.
Clearly.
Steve Jobs has been dead for years. Still made you lose $6.3 million.
I can't. I just...
Listen, but just because you got caught, that is not an excuse. This is ridiculous.
Poor guy. He wasn't given a chance to actually spin.
I wasn't able to lie about it.
He wasn't able to spin the infidelity the way he needed to keep his marriage intact. 20 happy years. Well, yeah, you were happy. She was ignorant.
It's not my fault. I wouldn't have gotten caught if... Wait, what? Yeah, that's not okay. Can we give him like a Bonehead Award too?
Oh, can we please?
Yeah. Okay, he gets the extra. I missed that story
it's
earlier.
The honorary. Bonehead of it's the honorary. Extra special with a cherry on top Bonehead of
yes.
the day.
So you and I talked about a bear story
yes.
last week, and there was a bear that broke into a home and stole Oreo cookies. Thus,
it was just seen walking down the street, casually strolling down the street.
Hey, boo-boo.
Munching on a bag of Oreos.
I smell the Oreos.
And it wasn't the first time that this particular bear had broken into a house. I can't remember what it took the other time. But Oreo is well enough known that, I mean, it's been he or she has been given a nickname, right? Well, now there's a bear that's been accused of breaking into 5 homes in Sierra Madre within 2 hours.
Is this Oreo again?
Yeah. 4 homes and a garage. One of the homes was occupied during the break-in, but whoever lived there locked herself in her bedroom. Just locked. Yeah.
That's the move of nope.
Yeah. And one of the people actually caught video footage of the bear in the house. And it just opens up the freezer and takes chicken and then walks out. And the neighbor filmed it walking down the street with the package of chicken hanging out of its mouth.
The bear is like, tastes like human.
Yeah. It actually is probably becoming troublesome enough. They're going to have to call somebody in.
Yeah.
I mean, that bear is very comfortable going into homes.
And that's that